The lawsuit was filed by a plastic bag manufacturer as well as two grocery and bodega store owners. They argued that the law is unconstitutional, saying, among other things, that it unfairly gives advantages to makers of paper and reusable bags at their expense. They say they face several obstacles in trying to obey the law, including contending with the COVID-19 pandemic and the difficulty of obtaining paper bags, which they contend are in short supply. Acting Supreme Court Judge Gerald Connolly ruled against them, though, and in favor of the state of New York and several environmental groups, saying the higher public purpose of reducing the use of polluting plastic bags supersedes their complaints. New Yorkers use an estimated 23 billion single-use bags a year. Many have ended up in landfills, in waterways, and stuck in trees. Judith Enck, who heads the Beyond Plastics Institute at Vermont's Bennington College and is a former EPA regional administrator, says the ruling is a victory for the environment and will have an immediate effect.
When this law is fully implemented, New Yorkers will see less plastic bag pollution in their neighborhoods, in parks, in rivers. And this is overall a really positive legal decision that's going to benefit New York.
In a statement, the State Department of Environmental Conservation called the ruling a vindication of New York State's efforts to end the scourge of single-use plastic bags and said it was a direct rebuke to the plastic bag manufacturers who tried to stop it. Zachary Taylor, director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance, said in a statement that he's disappointed with the ruling, saying that the bag ban is still broken and is unworkable, and he asked state lawmakers to amend the law. It's unlikely, though, the groups will be appealing the judge's decision. The plastic bag manufacturers had also argued that the COVID-19 pandemic was a reason to invalidate the law because reusable bags could carry the virus and spread it. The judge also found that argument was without merit. Enck with Beyond Plastics says in the early days of the pandemic, there were concerns about whether reusable bags could spread the disease. She says as more science becomes known, it's now believed that transmission of the virus through the reusable bags is unlikely. There is some evidence, though, that the virus can live longer on plastic than on other surfaces.
But I still think it's important that people keep their reusable bags clean, wash them with hot water and soap. I often toss mine in with the laundry. And if you can, it's not a bad idea to pack your own groceries if you are able, so that the clerk is not concerned.
Many grocery stores, pharmacies, and other retailers are already obeying the law and offer only paper bags. The rest will have 30 days now to fully comply. Some localities have approved imposing a 5 cents per bag fee on paper bags. Those fees can also take effect starting next month. The Department of Environmental Conservation plans to release new guidelines in the coming days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.